This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there for you to save money on. Now, joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California, IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And speaking of which, Kyle, there was a story, and one of my buddies at SRN, Michael Harrington, put this out. I'm going to play this because the IRS rejected a faith-based nonprofit application to become to get their tax exemption. I just want you to listen to this, and I'm going to comment about it.
Christians Engaged describes its mission as educating and empowering believers to pray for America, pray for our leaders, and vote. But the IRS has denied the organization tax-exempt status, stating in a letter that, quote, Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates. First Liberty Institute is appealing the decision. Spokesman Leah Patterson says, quote, only a politicized IRS could see Americans who pray for their nation and vote as a threat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, I'm honored to be included in the group that is religious, if that's what we are, and pray for our country, if that's what we do. But the IRS is kind of throwing everybody in one basket, and they're not doing it as a badge of honor. They're doing it in a demeaning fashion.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And I guess the message is that Democrats just, you know, aren't religious.
Or that's what I got out of it.
And but if you are, if you have, as they describe themselves, Captain, this particular group, educational, Christian,
yep,
nonpartisan,
then you must be a Republican.
Yeah, exactly. And so if that's not guilt by association, and in fact, you know, the Bible doesn't say go ye therefore and elect, uh-huh, Republicans. It says go and educate and do these good things in the world and so forth for the Lord. And it's not necessarily being Republican. It's just we find that a lot of people have similar values.
And I'll bet you find out that there's Democrats that are involved in that religious group too.
Well, sure. Yeah. Exactly right. And so, but this kind of thing is really something to hear. Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, well, I did because of where we were going with that, because we're also going somewhere else here. Who is Macy Gray?
Well, Macy Gray is a singer. She had some hits a while back, and I know that she's got other
one-hit wonder
all songs. Yeah, well, she's had different songs throughout the years. She's saying a lot of things nowadays, Captain, about wanting to get rid of or redesign the American flag because she doesn't think that it represents the United States. It's very divisive. She says she's saying that it's become now a replacement for the Confederate battle flag. I don't know where the...
Wait a minute. The American flag has become a replacement for the Confederate battle flag?
Yeah, basically.
Is she out of her mind?
Well, this is part and parcel of these pushes to, again, try to destabilize, destroy any kind of symbolism of America that we know and understand to represent the best of what America has to offer.
Who determines the national song or the national anthem of a country, let alone the flag? Who does that? Whose responsibility is that?
Well, in our case, it's the U.S. Congress.
That's right. And it would have to be the House and the Senate both agreeing to do something like that, right?
Right.
Never going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
Never going to happen. Mark my words. Never. Not ever. So, let's see. How about if we load her in a shipping container, make some air conditioning there so she can be fairly comfortable. We'll send her on a ship overseas. We'll let her stop off in Iran first, run her ideas by them. Then we'll go around the horn, around Africa or through the Suez Canal or something, whatever. And we'll go to North Korea and we'll let her run her ideas there. And then we'll take her to China and let her run her ideas there and see how that works.
Yeah, see how far you get. You know, this is the country, by the way, where you can actually stand up and say the things that you want to say. And in this case, Macy Gray has every right to speak her mind on this. But that's why she can do it. She's standing in the United States of America.
Standing in the way. If she thinks this is something that's positive, it's not. And by the way, these people have lost their minds.
Yep. Oh, I think
they really have. They've lost their minds.
Well, and again, it's about destroying the symbols of the country.
Oh, Wally just said something interesting in the chat room. Listen to this. My mother was a dedicated Christian as well as a diehard Democrat. Okay, there you go.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, just exactly what we're... Thank you,
so
Wally.
So the IRS exactly can't be right. Wally, the IRS can't be right. You better call them up and say, hey, wait a minute, you got it wrong.
That's right.
And by the way, they're going to challenge this again, I'm sure. And they're going to get it right because this isn't right the way they decided that. I'm sorry. That's not right. All right. Hold the thought, Kyle, and folks will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much? $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, there she is, our Uptown Girl of the Hour, Brooke says, from Brooke Talks America. Her website is BrookTalksAmerica.com. Go over there, check it out, and you can hear all the great things that are over there, including her podcast of her most recent show. All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. Now, I have been told by Mr. Lindell himself when I talked to him last week that he's coming to Florida for a Trump rally on July the 3rd to be disclosed as to where it's going to be. Supposedly, it's going to be in Tampa. None of us really know where, but that's what I've heard, and we'll wait and see what's going on here with that. I do know there's going to be and by the way, I'm going to talk about this with Kyle in a minute. There was a stupid reporter question asked yesterday about, are you concerned about deaths or injuries at the Trump rallies of Jen Psaki? What a moron. But anyway, MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out all the different products they've got. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to save money and get the discounts and whatever it is you're looking for. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN on whatever, lowest prices ever right now on the MyPillow premium pillows, and you're going to love that. Plus, if you got any questions, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and get in the know. Save some dough. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Did you hear that reporter question yesterday of Jen Psaki about the Trump rallies?
No, I don't think I did. What did they say?
It was a male reporter, and I'm not sure who he was with, but he came out and he said, are you concerned about Donald Trump starting up his rallies again, that there's going to be violence and people will be hurt or killed?
Wow, what a question.
That's what he said. And the guy was like a doofus.
Well,
was like something that wandered off the Harvard campus and couldn't brush his teeth.
Well, maybe he thought he was teeing up a real softball for Jen Psaki. you know, that sounds like a I want to help you out question and give you something where you can start sort of bashing.
Well, it was stupid.
Yeah. Well, it certainly sounds like it. And, you know, but again, you're going to find a lot of people coming out to these rallies, Captain, a Trump rally, like we've seen before. We're not talking about January 6th. We're talking about Trump rallies where Trump is going to be talking about Trumpism. He's going to be talking about what's happening in the country right now. And I think they might find that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to show up, and it's going to be a good time for all.
And liberalism is a mental disorder. Remember that.
Well, unfortunately, you know, there's so many good things that were happening for the United States. But because it had anything to do with Donald Trump, for example, how about this? The stay in Mexico policy, for example. How about this?
Energy self-sufficiency.
Energy self-sufficiency.
Yep, up $1.87 a gallon.
That's right.
And where are we now?
Well, here it's well over $4.
You've got $5. You've got $5 a gallon gas out there in parts of California. I saw it yesterday.
We do, we do. And but it's, you remember, it's something that our moms would tell us, right? You don't cut off your own nose to spite your face. And this is kind of what the Democrats are trying to do in many respects, because they just want to attach the Trump name to it. Oh, Trump is bad. Yeah. Therefore, anything
here,
that was good.
Here is the goal.
Bad.
Here is the goal with the oil, folks. Listen to me as I say this. I'll say it slowly. Iran wants $100 a barrel oil. The futures on oil are now up to $84 a barrel. They're $16 short of their goal. Once they get there, then you'll see the screws get applied again, and you'll probably see some things about, well, by 2087 or whatever the hell the year's going to pick, everything will have to be electric, everything will have to be propane, whatever, and they're going to try to convert all the gasoline engines over of the vehicles that you're driving. It'll be illegal to have a gasoline engine if they do what they want.
Well, exactly. And, of course, what was happening before the Democrats got back in the White House with Joe Biden,
yep,
and John Kerry,
yep,
the oil was cheaper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Way to go, Ketchup Kerry. All right. In opposing a Biden nominee, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri says critical race theory has now become the Biden administration's animating ideology. And I totally agree with that.
Well, right. What's not the animating ideology? Jobs? Let's see. As
common,
you talked
sense,
about, common sense. As you talked about energy independence.
Yep.
What was going on under President Trump in the Trump era was the very simple thing that as people have better opportunities, we begin to have a much more unified country. And that's exactly what was going on, generally speaking. But what's happening now under the Biden administration is they have focused on this CRT, which I like to call cultural revolution theory, because it's the same exact stuff.
Okay, here's a little CYA. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bipartisan trio, three Texas officials, three different congressmen, a Democrat and two Republicans, have a message for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris about the border. Want to hear it?
Sure.
Get your asses down here.
That's right. Well,
that's the message.
We can say that. We can say that, yeah.
No, we can say that.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, that's exactly what has to happen. They've created this crisis. We see what's happening on the news, and even in many cases, Captain, certain news outlets have no choice but to at least acknowledge. In fact, I heard the term crisis being used the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I don't think Jen Psaki has given anybody permission to use the word crisis.
But she slipped one day and let it go.
She did, exactly.
And Biden slipped and let it go.
Well, exactly. And so it is a crisis. The leadership is not going to the border. They think they can ride this out, and they like the damage that's being done.
And just before the Democrats were going to vote on their proposal for SB1 in the Senate, a Washington Post reporter summed up the Democrats' likelihood of passing the voting rights bill with a blunt two-word response: no way.
No way. And you've been saying this for a long time, Captain.
Ever since it came out.
That's right.
And why have I been saying that?
Because they're not going to get 10 Republicans.
That's right. They have to get 60 votes to get it on the floor, and then to get anything passed, they got to have 60 votes. That's the way they're set up, and they want to get rid of the filibuster and all that stuff. Takes 60 to do that, and they couldn't get it, and they're not going to get it.
Well, no, they're not. And in fact, you know, the more and more that they continue to put these kinds of bills up there, I think the more damage they're going to do to the Democrat Party. Yeah.
You bet. Now, Fox News' Peter Doocy yesterday pressed Jen Psaki on Biden's support to end cash bail amidst a crime spike. Does that make any sense with what we're seeing in the streets of America, where people are being released from jail and they're going down the block, three or four blocks, and attacking somebody, trying to rob them, get money, jump in a car, carjack a car? I mean, it's nuts what's going on.
Right.
And well, Chicago the other night, what a horrible thing. A fender bender. And it was in the gang hood or something like that. And I guess this guy had a Puerto Rican flag. That's what started all of it. Stuck out his window. They were talking about it was an American flag. No, it wasn't. I saw the flag. It was a Puerto Rican flag. And they were apparently Puerto Rican in a black neighborhood driving through. And they were showing their patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
And the man wound up getting dragged out of the car and killed. The woman wound up getting dragged out of the car, shot, and is fighting for her life right now with a baby in the back seat.
That's unspeakably horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was in Chicago. That was gang violence.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that was after Lori Lightfoot said, "And there are military assault weapons on our streets coming from nearby Indiana. We have to get rid of them. They're killing people in our streets. Some military assault style." Really? Really? It's pistols there, Lightfoot, or should I call her lightheaded?
Right, and they got those weapons illegally, obviously, and it wasn't responsible law-abiding gun owners that provided them.
Again, what a dope.
Yeah.
They think the people are so stupid they're going to buy the crap that they're selling them because they're trying to sell some sort of scenario here. It's not going to happen. People are not that dumb.
Nope. And it is kind of interesting what Jen Psaki told Peter Doocy about the idea to end the cash bail system. Is now a good time to do it. She says, quote, "I don't think I have any new position on that for you, but I'm happy to check," unquote. Oh, brother.
By the way, although this move may seem out of place at first glance, guess who has asked to join the NBA?
Who's that?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow. I've actually, like so many people, I've actually seen the Harlem Globetrotters.
I've seen them many times.
Yeah.
But they would be based out of Harlem, New York City, and they would be the Harlem Globetrotters.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, they could do some pretty tricky stuff.
They can play basketball.
That's right.
About that for a second. That's the way we finish this segment. We'll be right back with our next segment, leading us up to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And when we come back, we're going to tell you a little something interesting again about Fox News. So, you know, you hear me talking about them because I do have the TV on and I am watching what's going on. They are the best that I found at night to find out what I need to know about when I need to know it accurately. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the U.S. needs a place to lay out the evidence that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Congress should allow Americans to sue China over COVID.
We need to allow the American people to go to an American court and sue the Chinese Communist Party for ruining their lives and their businesses by waiving sovereign immunity like we did after 9/11 for Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleagues to open the American court system up so we can get to the bottom of what happened in China. The best way to get to the truth is to have a trial over where it came from and how it got to America. And I'm convinced this came from a lab leak. I don't think it was an intentional, but it didn't come from nature.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
We are, and by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and don't forget, Geico is a company that I've been doing business with for just about 18 years now, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, if you want to find out if they can save you money, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll be prompted by the computer, by the web service, to what it is that they can do to help you. And if you want to get a product quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, get an insurance rate quote, you can get that. Or get this, they'll give you the name of your local agent you can talk to and go from there if you're ready to do it face-to-face and in person. But I will tell you that if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, a car, or a truck, whatever it is you're driving, they can insure it. And if you really want to save money, bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's or condo's insurance policy, and you'll save even more money. I've done that, and they've saved me money year after year. Plus, if you're a safe driver, knock on wood, I've been one ever since I've been with them, you get a 10% discount every year, like clockwork, on the premium. And no, the premiums don't go up every year. Depends on your driving. Okay, now, back over here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's continue to motor along here. The Fox News primetime weekday lineup from 8 to 11 p.m. Now, that would be Tucker Carlson, That would be Sean Hannity, and that would be Laura Ingraham, correct?
Right.
Has been outdrawing MSNBC and CNN combined for several months.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not too surprised about that. I think that you got some pretty big powerhouse shows there. And, of course, Tucker Carlson in and of himself has been drawing a lot of attention lately, and I think a lot of viewers. And CNN and MSNBC, again, they have primarily had focused on the anti-Trumpism, and it's hard to see how they're sustaining the viewership because it's hard to keep up that level of intensity that they grew so accustomed to.
Now, Newsmax is doing quite well. They seem to be outdrawing pretty much CNN on most nights, and they destroy Brian Stetler in his time slot. And they also have gone ahead of One American News, which is creeping up the ladder right behind them, but they're both increasing their numbers. And that's a good thing.
Well, exactly. And again, I think a lot of that has to do with the message. I think people want positivity. The Biden administration, of course, if you were covering the Biden administration, I think, honestly, it would not be all, you know, rainbows and unicorns, as it were.
Sunshine, apple. Oh, never mind.
Well, sure, because again, you know, Biden's in a bubble, and, when talking about the Trump administration, you know, the Trump administration did this, did that, it made some unforced errors on different occasions and so forth. We talked about those kinds of things. But the positivity factor of the Trump's outlook, I think, overrode, all of these different things. And people aren't getting that in some of these other coverages about the Biden administration because they know that it's all been kind of puffed up to be this great thing. But in reality, the people see the inflation, they see what's happening at the border, they see the foreign policy going down the toilet. I mean, this is a big deal.
Now, out there in California where you're at, the assault weapons ban repeal was blocked by the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yes, it was. Now, this blocked the original order by the U.S. District Judge, Roger Benitez, if I'm pronouncing that name correctly, saying that it violated the Second Amendment. And, of course, at that same time, there was already a stay put in for that finding. But now the Ninth Circuit has actually blocked it. So, of course, California had made this assault weapons ban back in 1989. I think everybody expects this to go eventually to the Supreme Court, so we'll watch and see how that progresses.
Yeah, but as it stands right now, the ban on assault weapons, their definition, not mine, is still in effect.
It's still in effect, exactly. Exactly. Although the judge who originally lifted it, you know, I think made some really good points about, in his words, as I recall, like, for example, the AR-15, he described it as an average rifle used by average people for average purposes. It's not a military specialty weapon that is, quote unquote, the assault weapon, whatever that means.
Yeah. Now, Morning Joe, of course, that's Joe Starwell, the used-to-be Republican congressman out of Florida, was shocked by the results of the 2024 straw poll of conservative voters out there in the Western summit that they had, the gathering. He said, "This guy is taking over the Republican Party," meaning Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. Well, exactly right. And we've talked a lot about Governor DeSantis's success story. By the way, if you're going to go launching at any time for anybody, any politician, you want to launch a presidential campaign or be drafted into a presidential campaign, perhaps by acclamation, you know, people really want you to do it. To have this kind of success story and leadership that Governor DeSantis has shown, I mean, that's just a recipe for success.
Yep. Yep, yep. He's very popular, and he's doing a great job, and we don't want him to go anywhere. And we keep being told by the people that want him to move up the ladder and allow an opening or a possibility for the Democrats to take the governorship down here, which isn't going to happen. that Ron DeSantis people have said no. And he's also said, no, I'm going to run again for governor, finish my two terms, and then decide what I'm going to do.
Well, exactly right. And again, that's because he's focused. So we'll see how what the future may hold. As you've mentioned too, Captain, he may be able to run as vice president or something and not have to give up the governorship.
Well, he could run for president and be the governor and not give up his governorship. He just takes a leave of absence. Now, Biden's approval rating has plummeted in, of all places, Iowa. He's at his all-time low in Iowa in the middle of the Farm Belt.
Well, yes, and
we know why.
Well, there was a controversy about what farmers are we going to help today, that kind of thing. And it's discriminatory to a great degree. And it people see it that way, I believe. But also, people are seeing what kind of president Biden makes. And the proof's in the pudding. You can say everything you want in a campaign. You can, grass is greener, but they see what it's like.
All right, let's quickly go to the telephone. Elliot in Wesley Chapel, go for it.
Yes, good morning, Captain. If you can give me 30 seconds here.
Go on.
You know, Captain, last Thursday morning on Fox and Friends, Brian Kilmeade interviewed a white male, fairly young guy, who did what Joe Biden told him to do, go work in the windmill industry. Since coming on board, the mill plant has closed. Many people are laid off in this windmill company. He called Joe Biden live on the air a no good B-A-S-T-A-R-D.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Captain.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, Joe Biden has a record of just not being truthful over all those years in government. And by the way, he was a strong supporter of Strom Thurmond, a strong supporter of Robert Byrd, the Grand Wizard out of West Virginia of the KKK, was very proud to tell everybody about it and has no shame. And then later down the line, well, he wasn't really that. Oh, it was a he'll say anything at all to get elected.
Well, sure. Well, exactly. And, of course, Biden is a Democrat. And that, why do you think they keep trying to make it look as if garden variety Republicans are raging racists? I mean, this is exactly, it's a strategy that they're using. They're going to, try to deflect all this stuff. But, yes, you're right. In the normal world of cancel culture of today, Joe Biden would have been canceled a long time ago.
Yeah. And, by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in right now, the Republicans used the filibuster last night to stop the debate on this rotten election reform bill, as it was quoted by Senator Mitch McConnell, as Harris presided over the Senate, and she didn't have to use her vote, she did use her vote, but it was tied 50-50, and that was with her vote.
Yep, well, it was a good day.
A tie means you lose.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to tell you what's going on out there in the roads. Have yourself a good little break. Grab a cup of coffee. Come on back, because we're going to be right here with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. You see that big old billboard sign out there. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy. You'll get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And you can use those points anytime you want to save yourself some money on the products, or to go out and buy some different stuff. And a lot of drivers accumulate the points, and come Christmas time, they go out there and pretty much get whatever they want for nothing based on the points. Catwoman and Road Dog did that for years and years and years. Alrighty, now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report moves along right now, and we're going to listen to a little something called the Redneck Rock Star.
Ah, there goes the name of it.
Sits in.
You know, you gotta give it some balls. Turn up the game, pick up a low, noise complain. Ain't no much gonna shut me up. Two trails in the bag, bumper kicking up. Pedal to the metal, better hope you can drive. But he ain't letting up till I'm ahead of the line. got it yet, just like a rebel with a belly of shine. Got me bouncing around, it's about to be a hell of a night. I'm a ripped up, rowdy ass rebel from the woods. Got girls, got drink, man, you know it's all good. Make noise for them boys, working hard for the money. Kinda strange, but the same kind of country. I'm a snowball with a big mouth. I can blend right in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming up. Another bottle when the sun goes down. Ain't hurting the fans, why not? Turn up the things, light up the skies. Take to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star. We just a redneck rock star. We just a redneck rock star. We got 35 girls in a motel pool. Security don't trip, they just say that's cool. And it costs a fuss. We'll take our party to the back of the bus. Redneck folks, country has a cone down. We was raised in the fields, in the pool house. You might catch me in a camouflage bathrobe. Looking like you, have none of back roads. We like Waylon, Hank and Cash. David and a Cole with a little bit of slash. We say yes, man, because it's a fight. When the sun goes down, we'll party all night. No more with a big mouth. I can blend right in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming unwound. Don't open another bottle when the sun goes down. Ain't hurting the things, why not? Turn up the things, light up the shots. Take to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star.
Hey, that's a redneck rock star, Kyle. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I like that. They've got a pretty cool video for that, too.
Yeah, I was watching that, too, that the video on the YouTube. But anyway, isolated to scattered storms are expected across the central to eastern plains on Wednesday and Thursday. These storms will bring a large threat of large hail and damaging wind gusts as well. Record-breaking heat is expected to begin to build across the west late this week into the weekend, and the gale warning is still up for the remnants going off out to sea of Claudette for the outer banks of North Carolina and the Chesapeake Bay. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Again, out west, we've got fire weather warnings. We've also got, because of the dry conditions and even elevated lightning strike possibilities, that can be something that, of course, sparks these kinds of fires. Then we've got the low humidity, gusty winds, which obviously is a recipe for some real trouble. So out near Casper, Wyoming, heading down towards Laramie, Cheyenne, all over the state of Utah, throughout northern Nevada, eastern Nevada, of course, down through southern Nevada as well, Las Vegas, down in Arizona near Kingman. We've got these fire weather warnings. Excessive heat watches up in the Pacific Northwest, especially as we head towards the weekend. So be careful. You could be looking at triple digits in Portland and looks like high 90s near Seattle. So wherever you are out west this Wednesday, be careful out there.
Yeah, in central Nebraska, you got a high heat warning there on over to the corner of, the corner of Colorado. So you get into the heat when you get in out of Colorado to Nebraska for a little ways across Nebraska. And also from Ruidoso in New Mexico, the Indian Reservation right there, on down to Fort Stockton to the Mexican border, you got a high heat warning there in Texas. Now, there are still some flood watches and high stream advisories east of the Mississippi River in the great state of Mississippi. So be advised of that. If you're off on the back roads over there somewhere, you might run into some situations. You've got a gale warning up on Lake Michigan for the west side of Michigan, and you've got rain tonight from the Indiana-Michigan line up about 100 miles up the shoreline there. And, again, as I said, over on the East Coast, there is a gale warning for the remnants of Claudette going out to sea right there on the outer banks of North Carolina and the Chesapeake Bay. And then it pretty much is going to skip away from the U.S., if you will. However, it looks like as if Cape Cod might get a little bit of a riptide up there, too. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Appreciate him and his contribution to the radio program as well. Okay, joining us right now from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the different stuff that she writes about. Sign up for her sit rep and you'll get it, even if it shows up 6 months after she wrote it, right? Right?
Good morning.
Yeah, I still won't forget that. I thought I got something new from you later last week, and a darn thing was written 6 months ago. I don't know how that happened, but I guess you're correcting that as we speak. All right, let's talk about the big surprise. And again, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I told you so when it came to this voter rights bill in the Senate. There was no doubt in my mind, because there was no way in hell they were going to get ten Republicans to agree with them to do anything. And the Republicans used the filibuster to stop the debate, Mitch McConnell's words, on the rotten election reform bill as Vice President Harris sat there and presided over it.
Say what you want about Mitch McConnell, but when it comes to very, very, very important votes,
he's there.
Mm-hmm. He does not disappoint. You know, we can be mad at him for a lot of reasons, for sure. But the Senate got this one right under Mitch.
Yep. Now, they may bring it back later in the year under reconciliation, but then again, that's if they do it, they do it. But it'll be a little bit of a different story because, again, it takes those 10 magic numbers to get the doggone thing onto the floor for a vote.
Well, you know, the Democrats have got themselves into some real trouble here.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes not just things like trying to federalize elections.
Yep.
But certainly on critical race theory, too. With what happened last night at the school board meeting in Virginia,
yeah,
with two people getting arrested. They bust people in to that school board meeting, like the ACLU and whatnot. So,
sure.
We learned all this going back to the Supreme Court hearings with Brett Kavanaugh, to the extent to which they pull out, you know, pretty much every radical tactic they can. And I would also say that SB 1 had passed the Senate, it would have been challenged all the way to the Supreme Court.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. And by the way, just because the House passes something and starts something like this up again doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere in the Senate. So hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. I hope it is where you're at. Certainly is here. But we start the day out with the GOP stopping SB1 in its tracks in the Senate as Kamala sat there and presided over the Senate.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.